know, if you don't walk past it, you're gonna manage a sock line.
Cheaters.
Okay. What do you call those little things that hop around grass and eat your plants?
Grasshoppers.
Okay. And those things that'll gather up around in the corners and stuff if you don't take a broom and get them down.
Spiders. Spider webs.
Okay. You call it the same thing if it's outside.
Spider?
Well,
spider's a spider.
I mean, a spider web. Would you call it the same thing if it's outside?
Yeah.
All right. What all kinds of trees grow around here?
Hackberry, pecan. You mean the natives?
Yeah.
Post oaks, China berries.
Discontented dog here just a minute. Come on.
Tata.
Well, come in.
Come on. But that poo's out there. You're going to have to go around and get one.
Okay. Should you stay in here?
Afraid of poo. Like my dog. Scratch. That's what I'm thinking. China berries, post oaks.
Well, and sycamore.
Okay.
And box elders.
Okay. What do you call that kind of bush that, well, it grows out along fence lines, I think, usually, and the leaves turn bright red in the fall. And it's got kind of reddish brown clusters of berries on it. They're about that color.
Sumac.
Okay. And what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. And are there any kinds of vines that if you brush up against them, it'll make your skin?
Poison oak, ivy and poison oak.
Okay. You ever had that?
Ivy's a vine and the oak is a shrub like thing. Grows about up to 4 foot.
Uh-huh. Is there anything else that'll make your skin break out like that? Besides those two? If you brush up against it or if you...
And that poison sumac will.
Oh, uh-huh. Is that grow around here?
Yeah, you mm-hmm. And no, not here in Waco. I haven't seen any in Waco, but there's plenty of it grows out on the hills between you and Chown Springs area. Uh-huh.
Is it poisonous?
There's some that's poison. Some people is poison. Some people are allergic to it. This one woman says it just like poison oak to her, but it don't bother me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've walked through poison ivy and poison oak. Never.
I've never had it, but when she has it, it covers her from head to toe. She can't even go to the park without, just drive through the park and get it a certain time of year.
Oh boy, that's terrible. You know, I had a friend who was in Fort Worth, and she laid a blanket down out in the park, you know, and studied on it. I think maybe she laid down the blanket. And she got up and took the blanket with her back and put it on her bed in her dorm room. She's going to school. And covered up with it, of course. And it had poison ivy up. They had just mowed the grass and cut poison ivy, and of course it was a sap.
Yeah.
And she had it everywhere, including her eyes. She got it in her eyes.
My mother washed my daddy's shirt where he had fallen in the ivy. He fell down in the ivy and he scrambled around trying to get up, you know, and she washed this shirt, and she's allergic to that stuff, and she got it all, she had it all over just from handling that shirt.
That's bad. I've heard that you can get it from the smoke if you burn it too.
Yeah.
What all kinds of berries grow around here?
You asked me that question yesterday.
Oh, I did? Oh, let's forget that one then. I forget what I asked
for. Well, hell, aren't you going by pages? They do it how much longer?
Well, what happens is something comes up, I'll go ahead and ask it. And then sometimes I forget I've already asked it. Also, if I have more than one going at the same time, I can't remember where I am. And I've had another one going. What do you call a woman whose husband is dead?
Widow.
Okay, and if he just ran off and left her, though, what would you call her then?
Grass widow.
Okay. A what?